Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mass, joined along with Colton McCabe. We were going to jump right into football, but Colton's new on this show. If you haven't heard him before, you don't really know much about him. So, Colton, I just want you to tell the listeners who you are, what your major is, and what you do for the WIT.
For sure. Well, I'm still trying to figure out who I am right now, but I think that's okay. So I'm a double in English and writing here. If you hear the songs on the radio and, you know, you're like, hey, these songs are pretty good, or you're like, hey, these songs suck, that's me. I put the songs on. So whatever your opinion is, I appreciate it. I do some Shayla stuff, do some bridge stuff, write some poems, write some stories that are sad, occasionally fall in love, occasionally break my own heart. And sometimes I like to talk about sports that I'm not too familiar with, and I think that's why I'm here today, is to learn more about the sports that I'm not too familiar with. Also stepping in for PT Spill, and hoping his mom has a great recovery as she just had surgery. So shout out to Mrs. Spellman. We love you. Love you lots. But yeah, it's pretty much who I am. I have some long hair and some poor music taste, but other than that, don't really have any defining qualities.
All right, thank you, Colton. I'm sorry for that. we're going to jump right in to some things that are happening in the NFL. So, Kyler Murray, Oklahoma's quarterback and this past year's Heisman winner. He had already been drafted into the MLB, but decided that he wanted to go into the NFL, and he fully committed to going into the NFL as a quarterback. I'm pretty sure that was either yesterday or today. Colton, what do you think about that?
Well, it's difficult for me. I mean, he won the Heisman, so, and he took Oklahoma to the playoffs. Although they didn't win, they put up a valiant effort against Alabama, only for Alabama to get crushed by Clemson, but I can't really speak because my Fighting Irish got also crushed by Clemson. Less than Alabama did, but we're not going to talk about it. I feel like you should just do what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like over a longer course, he would have made more money.
Yeah.
In the MLB. He wouldn't have gotten as injured. And I feel like he would have had a lot of success. But at the end of the day, I think you have to look at what makes you happy as a person. And honestly, I think for him, that's kind of what this decision came off of. You know, he looks like he's got a great love for the game. Clearly, he's a Heisman winner, so he has success. But I also think that option to play down the road to play in the MLB, so he's got a squeaky mic, mm-hmm. to play in the MLB down the road, I don't think it's completely closed.
Yeah.
So I think there's always that opportunity. So I wouldn't count him out on double sports. He could pull a Michael Jordan, you know.
All right, and then you were telling me when we were doing lifting, because Colton is also on the soccer team, and I just read the headline here, but the Browns sign former Chiefs running back
Kareem Hunt.
I'm
torn. I'm a little bit torn. I'm a Detroit guy, and I'm from Ohio, but I like the Detroit Lions. I couldn't take the Browns losing anymore, and I had to switch my fan base. I know I'm unloyal, but now that the Browns are doing good, I'm right back. No, I'm just kidding. I still love my Lions. I really love Matthew Stafford, and we traded away Golden Tate, so, you know, he's another Notre Dame guy. It's kind of the reason why I liked Detroit, because Golden Tate was there. But I was really hoping Detroit was going to pick up Kareem Hunt, because we are suffering a little bit in the running back field. We have LeGarrette Blount, but, you know, he's hopped around from team to team, and I thought he was going to give us the Super Bowl ring, because every team he's been on for the past 3 years has been at the Super Bowl and won, but we went 6-10, and I think it's time to get him out of there. So I thought we were going to pick up Kareem Hunt, and I saw that headline this morning, or actually while I was in class, and it said Browns signed him. And I was ecstatic for Browns fans, because you guys now have Nick Chubb and you have Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
You guys got Baker.
Johnson.
You guys got the juice, Jarvis Landry. You know, you guys are going to – we were talking about it at dinner a little bit. We're kind of thinking the Browns are going to go to the bowl. We're thinking you guys are going to definitely win the AFC North. You guys are definitely – you guys got a strong chance to go to the ship next year. Yeah. So,
and if you've listened, you know I'm up northeast Ohio, so Cleveland is pretty close to me, about an hour. So I like all Cleveland sports. And the Browns, yeah, it was rough there for a long time.
Long time.
it was definitely good to see this year. And then with this pickup with Kareem Hunt, is just even more, makes me want to watch next year already. And it's, what, February?
Yeah, I know.
So we still got a long way away, but...
But, speaking of which, right? Good segue. The AAF.
Yes.
The Alliance of American Football. That just popped off this weekend. Trent, I had to watch. I had to. I had to see if any of my guys that, you know, were on the Irish, were let go from Detroit, were playing. I'm sure there were some guys. I'm sure there were. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch them all. But I started to watch the San Diego Fleet versus the San Antonio
I just watched
Crusaders,
all the highlights.
Something. But, right, yeah. We sat here and watched all the highlights. Mm-hmm. And although there's only 8 teams and although there's only 10 games, it's a good tide over until the NFL college football season. It was definitely fun to watch, and it's not just another boring league.
Yeah, definitely. It's weird, a little different rules-wise. Yeah. There's no kickoffs and
no onside kicks either, or no extra points.
No extra points, yeah, that's a little different, but definitely there were some pretty nasty hits.
Oh, Barovici got totaled. I was watching that game. My mom was up. She came up for a visit, and Barovici
he exited
his body, mm-hmm. went up to heaven, and came back. Poor guy. Not poor guy. He plays quarterback. He probably gets paid a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He gets paid money while I pay tuition, so I don't know why I'm complaining.
But, yeah, that's just a little bit going on in the football world of things, the new AFL,
league.
New league, and then just a little bit of someone committing to wanting to play in the NFL. That's a little exciting. New quarterback on the rise. And
Kareem Hunt. It's a great pickup for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
So just a little bit. I mean, now football's over, and it's not really one of the main sports going on right now, but
still interesting.
NBA.
Ooh.
Trade deadline.
I'm not a huge NBA guy, so I don't know too much. I know names. I know some names. So some of these guys that have got traded on here, mm-hmm. you know, I remember.
I was scrolling through ESPN, just looking for names that I know. And a big one that caught my eye was former number one pick Markelle Fultz. Got traded from the 76ers to the Magic.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Markelle Fultz got traded?
Yep.
For who, though?
For Jonathan Simmons and a first-round pick and a second-round pick.
I thought Markelle Fultz was pretty good.
Yeah, he's been struggling. He did something to his shoulder, and he hasn't been playing a lot. But I don't remember what day this one was. This trade was, I think it was Tuesday night or Wednesday, sometime during the game, but I had a Twitter notification pop up on my phone, and I saw it, and I was like, whoa, wait.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I watched him when he played in college. I mean, he's, what, 2 years out now? 2 or 3 years
out? I have no idea, to be honest with you.
But I was shocked. I was not expecting that to happen at all. And then there was a couple more. I'm just trying to refine them. I scrolled all the way up to the top.
Shumpert.
Yeah.
He used to play for the Cavs.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there was the Houston Rockets got Iman Shumpert. How do you say that middle one, Colton?
What is that? Nick Stauskas? And then Wade Baldwin. Cavs got Brandon Knight, Marquise Chris, and a 2019 lottery protected first round pick, and the Sacramento Kings got Alec Burks and a second round pick. So, there's lots of three way trades. I didn't really know that was a thing in the NBA, but you know, you learn something new every day, I think.
For sure. And then there was another big.
Mike, was it Michael Beasley?
Big one, Knicks trade.
Oh, Kristaps Porzingis.
Yep.
Nixon Mavericks trade. Mavericks are going to get Porzingis, Court Tim Hardaway Jr., and Trey Burke, while the Knicks get Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, Wesley Matthews, and 2 future first-round picks. I thought it was a little weird because I remember DeAndre Jordan just recently showed up at the Mavs, mm-hmm. like literally this year, and now they're already trading him away. So I remember when he used to be a somewhat big name when he played for the Clippers with Blake Griffin, and I think it was CP3. So I don't like that's I only know like big names. I don't know anything about basketball, but seeing some of these names on here was kind of
little surprising.
Yeah.
So that's just a couple of the big names that have been thrown around during the trade. And obviously, NBA is about midway through. They have the All-Star break here in a little bit. So that'll be going on. So there's just a little bit of what happened in the NBA and as well as in the NFL, what has happened there. Take a quick break.
You're listening to The Beaver Dam and 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to The Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to The Beaver Dam. Trent Mast joined along with Colton McCabe. Well, we're going to jump right in to Beaver Athletics. We're going to go men's basketball Wednesday, and then men's basketball on Saturday. Women's basketball on Wednesday, women's basketball on Saturday. Then we'll jump into the track and field team and what they did over this past weekend. They had two meets. One of them was on Friday night and then another one on Saturday. So we'll jump right into men's basketball. The Bluffton University men's basketball team fought off of a comeback bid from the Defiance College Yellow Jackets and held on to their 55-50 victory on Wednesday, February 6th. The Beavers jumped out to a quick start off a Defiance turnover that turned into a Jameel Cosby slam at the other end to get the crowd on their feet early. Bluffton would ultimately come out with a huge rivalry win, improving to 16-6 overall and 10-5 in the HCAC. Defiance slipped to 3-19 overall and 1-14 in the conference.
With 5:19 remaining in the first half, Aaron Rich hit a layup that put the Beavers up 27-13 over the Yellow Jackets. However, a 5-minute dry stretch allowed Defiance to scratch back into the game and make it a manageable 10-point deficit in the half, 27-17.
The Beavers saw their one-time 14-point lead cut down to just one when Defiance's Jordan Machino tipped in a putback that made it 31-30 with 14:11 left in the second half. But the Beavers would not give in. With a minute remaining in the game, senior Justice Dowdy grabbed an offensive rebound and put it back, drawing a foul and completing the old-fashioned three-point play to make the score 53-46.
Missed free throws late would give the Yellow Jackets a chance to get back in the game, and they cut it to one possession when Tyler Andrew hit a layup to make it 53-50 Bluffton with 25 ticks remaining. The Beavers survived a couple cracks from land in the final 10 seconds to come out on the victorious side of 55-50.
Bluffton was led by sophomore Desmond Brown, who poured in 15 on a very efficient 6 of 8 from the field and 3 of 4 from the three-point. Rich netted 13 of his own, also on 6 of 8 shooting, and he pulled down 5 rebounds in the victory. Cosby stuffed the stat sheet with 8 points, 7 rebounds, and a career-high tying 6 assists and a steal.
The Beavers were 23-51 from the field for 45.1% on the night, including 4 of 17 from a three-point. The Yellow Jackets hit 18 of 59, holy crap, for 30.5% and 7 of 20 from behind the arc, which is 35%. Bluffton turned the ball over 18 times compared to just 10 for the Yellow Jackets. Beaver pulled down 8 more rebounds, 40-32.
And in that game, Patrick and I were on the courtside calling that game. And it was, there were a couple really intense moments. There was three blocks, I do believe. There was one early by Andrew Renner, chase down block. That was pretty hype. The whole football team was right there, went crazy. And then, again, late in the first half, Mandel Ransaw had another chase down block right in front of the football team again. And then early in the second half, I believe Justice Dowdy also had one. All three of those got everybody in the Sommer Center at Copeland Court on their feet. It was just really intense. And looking at stats, really, the thing that really sticks out to me is the second chance points. Bluffton had 18, while Defiance only had 4. So Bluffton really had a lot of putbacks.
Yeah.
There, I mean, there's a time, there's like 3 in a row, I believe. Justice went up for a rebound, and it didn't fall, but he was right back up there, got his own offensive rebound and put it right back in. I mean, point leader in the game was Sean Tyson, who was a freshman on Defiance's team. He had 17. And then Desmond Brown with 15 from the Beavers. Rebounding was Jordan Machino with 11. And then Andrew Renner was right after him on Bluffton's team. He had 9. And then assist, Jameel Cosby had a game high of 9. And assist, there was 2 players on Defiance's team that both had 3. But really, the key in that game was definitely second chance points, because, I mean, Bluffton shot fairly well, 45%. Defiance not so well.
Yeah.
Rebounds pretty close, assists pretty close. Turnovers, though, is really what killed Bluffton there on Wednesday.
18 of them, with 13 points off of turnovers for Defiance. So if they can eliminate the amount of turnovers they have, the score would have been definitely a lot different. Morale would have been a lot different. I think the game, although we did win, I think we would have had that commanding lead, such as that 14-point lead that we had. Kind of lost it with all the turnovers that we had. But overall, valiant effort by the Beavers, so we were able to pull it out.
Yeah, and then on Saturday, Bluffton played Anderson. Bluffton University men's basketball team dropped a close one to Anderson University, 56-49 in the Sommer Center on Saturday. It was a defensive battle throughout, with leads going back and forth, but the Beavers ultimately fell short in the end. Bluffton slipped to 16-7 overall and 10-6 in the Heartland Conference, following its first home loss of the season. Ooh. While Anderson improved to 10-13 overall and 9-7 in the conference.
Beavers found themselves up by double digits when sophomore Aaron Rich got to the rack for a 17-6 lead with 9:21 left in the first half. But the Ravens, Anderson, would not give in, and they cut the 11-point Beaver lead to 2 when Cole Hartman hit a layup that would make the score 23-21 going into the break. Beavers lead.
The Beavers held the lead until late with 5:03 in the second half when Desmond Brown drained a pair of free throws that would make the score 43-41. Anderson used a 15-6 jag over in the final 4 minutes 38 seconds to secure a season sweep of the Beavers with a 56-49 win.
Bluffton was led by Brown, who dropped in 12 on 3 of 9 shooting, including 2 of 3 from the three-point line. He also came down with 5 rebounds, while junior Brevin Dye followed with 11 counters on 5 of 10 shooting from the field. Andrew Renner and Jameel Cosby both netted 8 points on a combined 7 of 16 shooting, while Rich ripped down a career-high 9 boards.
The Beavers hit 19 of 50 for 36% shooting, compared to 19 of 49 for 38.8% for the Ravens. Bluffton struggled from the 3-point line, going 3 of 16. It was about 18.8%. The home team pulled down 8 more rebounds, 37-29, but turned it over 15 times in the afternoon. I was unable to call or go to that game because I was sick, but I did watch. I pulled up the live feed and I watched. And the first half, it was really all Bluffton. And then the game went, got away from them a little bit, and in the end, they did not pull out the victory. I mean, you look in Bluffton, 36% shooting, Anderson, 38.8% shooting. Neither team shot super well. Bluffton out-rebounded the Ravens. 37 rebounds for Bluffton, 29 rebounds for Anderson. Turnovers, fairly close. Anderson turned the ball over 14 times. Bluffton, 15. Points off turnovers, Bluffton with 11. Anderson with 10. Second chance points, Bluffton had 8, and the Ravens had 6. But fast break points is really what killed the Beavers. The Ravens had 8 fast break points, while Bluffton didn't have any.
Also, Anderson also had 34 points in the paint, while Bluffton only had 20, so it's a 14-point alongside with the fast break points. So I feel like Anderson just kind of really put it on Bluffton really fast, relatively fast.
And fast break points, really, I feel like those are really momentum boosters. I mean, you get a fast break and you put the ball in the hoop.
Yep.
Right there, you didn't really have to
yep.
set up an offense. It was just right off the bat, boom, and you're back on defense, and who knows, maybe you can get another one.
Right.
So the Beavers will be back in action Wednesday, February 13th, when they host Manchester for senior night. Tip-off is 7:30 in the Sommer Center. Come out and support the Beavers, some of them.
Never, yep.
Maybe their last time playing in Sommer Center, their seniors. But after this past week, the Beavers are still holding that four spot in the conference, right in front of Anderson, behind Transylvania and Rose Holman, who are both 12-4 on the season in the conference. And then Hanover is still leading the conference, and number one seed, and they are 13-3 in conference. Now we're just gonna jump in, right into women's basketball. The Bluffton University women's basketball team fell to rival Defiance College by a score of 68-50 on Wednesday, February 6th. The loss dropped the Beavers to 7-15 on the year and 5-10 in the Heartland Conference. Defiance improved to 8-14 and is now 7-8 in the HCAC.
Brianna Gillig carried the offense early as she scored the first 5 points for the Beavers en route to a 5-3 lead with 7:59 remaining in the first half. Lauren Rogers then caught fire, scoring the next 11 points for Defiance, which included three threes, helping the visiting team take a 14-10 lead with 5:09 remaining in the quarter. Brianna Graham hit two trifectas to help lift the Bluffton offense, keeping the home team in striking range as the Beavers trailed 20-15 after one.
Kylie Brock dialed long distance to cut the deficit to 4 points, 22-18, with 9 minutes, 30 seconds remaining in the second quarter. That turned out to be the only offense in the period as Bluffton went cold. However, the women held Defiance to just 8 more points in the second quarter, making the score 30-18 at halftime in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Bluffton connected on a paltry 1 of 14 shots in the second quarter.
Ugh.
Yeah, I was also calling that game, and that quarter was
not good.
Not very good, yeah.
So Defiance did not slow down early in the third quarter as the Jackets continued to separate themselves from the Beavers, going up 37-20 following a Rogers layup with 7:13 left in the third. Bluffton scraped and clawed, but the home team still trailed 51-33 after the third quarter.
Bluffton started the fourth quarter on a 7-0 run that consisted of two layups by LJ Olverson, as the Beavers trailed 51-40 with 7:14 to play. 11 points was the closest they would get as Defiance used clock and played solid defense down the stretch en route to the 68-50 victory.
Olverson led the home team in scoring as she contributed 12 off the bench while also pulling down a team-high 7 rebounds. Graham scored 11 off the bench while going 3 of 6 from long range to go along with her 2 steals. Mills scored 10 points, dished out a career-high tying 8 assists, and also had 2 steals.
Rogers led Defiance with 20 points while going a red-hot 8 of 10 from the floor, including 4 of 5 from long range. Shelby Stamm scored 11 points, pulled down a team-high 9 rebounds, and also dished out a team-high 4 assists. Sam Irvin bucketed 18 points off the bench for the visitors while also putting down 8 rebounds. Taylor Day added 11 for the Yellow Jackets.
For the game, Bluffton shot 22 of 64, making 34.4%. Defiance hit 27-55, 49.1% shooting. Bluffton connected on 5 of 21 for 23.8% from long distance, while Defiance finished 7 for 17 from long range. Bluffton was out-rebounded 41-30, but the visitors also committed 5 more turnovers, 15-10. Bluffton only shot 2 free throws in the entire game, going 1 of 2 for 50%. Defiance connected on 7 of 10 from the charity stripe from 70%.
Yeah, that game kind of slowed down after the first quarter. First quarter was really tight, really close game, and it was really exciting to watch. And then that second quarter, Bluffton's offense, as it said, just went cold. It was slow. But defensively, they played really well. I mean, Defiance shot almost 50% from the field. Bluffton with 34.4%. But what really, really hurt Bluffton was that second quarter.
Yeah.
Going cold, and then it took them a little bit, even into the third quarter, to get their offense back on track. And by then, they were already down a lot, and it was just hard for them to get back into the game and make it a close game.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Wednesday's game against Defiance. Saturday against Anderson, Bluffton University women's basketball team defeated Anderson by the by a score of 70-66 in the Heartland Conference tussle. Bluffton improved to 8-15 on the year and is now 6-10 in the HCAC. Anderson fell to 9-14 overall and 5-11 in the conference.
Freshman Brianna Gillig got the Beavers going early as she scored the first 4 points for a 4-2 lead with 6:32 left in the first quarter. Erica, how do you say that name? Monty Junis?
Yeah.
The only senior for the team hit a triple from the left wing as she put the Beavers ahead 7-6 with 5:20 remaining. Montedunas made the most of her first career start on senior day, contributing great minutes in her final game at the Sommer Center. The rest of the quarter went back and forth as the Beavers led the high-paced game 21-19 at the end of one quarter.
Bluffton struggled during period two while Anderson raced ahead to a 29-23 lead with about 5 minutes left in the first half. Kylie Brock scored the last 6 points for the home team before halftime, but the Beavers trailed 36-29 at the buzzer.
The Beavers came out on fire in the second half as they tied the score up 36-36 with 5:40 left in the third quarter after a 7-0 run. Junior Brianna Graham hit back-to-back triples from straight away to give her home team a 46-42 lead with 2:17 remaining. Bluffton was still on top 48-45 after three quarters.
Bluffton continued to play steady offense and got enough stops on the defensive end to win the game 70-66. Anderson tested Bluffton for 40 minutes, but the home team responded with great basketball on both ends of the floor.
TJ Mills led Bluffton with 18 points, going 7 of 8 from the charity stripe. Mills also led the Beavers in assists with a career-high 9 and steals with 6. Gillig punched in 16 points for the home team, going 7-14 from the floor. Graham added 13 points off the bench and had 3 steals. Abby Parkins led Bluffton with 5 rebounds.
Peyton Moore scored 31 points for the visitors, going 9 of 16 from the field and 13 of 14 at the stripe. She also pulled down 8 rebounds. Hannah Alt went for 10 off the bench while pulling down 5 rebounds. Carly Hackler led the team in assists with 6. And is that Tatum?
Tatum. Meneer?
Meneer paced the visitors with 9 rebounds.
Bluffton shot 25 of 65 for 38.5% from the field. Anderson connected on 22 of 48 for 45.8%. From long distance, Bluffton made 5 of 20 for 25%, while Anderson hit 3 of 12 for also 25%. Both teams were impressive at the charity stripe. Bluffton went 15 of 17 for 88.2%, while Anderson converted 19 of 22 for 86.4%. Bluffton was doubled up for the boards 46 to 23, but made up by forcing Anderson into 13 more turnovers, 18 to 5.
Wow. So
turnovers for Anderson.
Turnovers really is what helped the Beavers pull out this victory. Bench points, also 29 off the bench for the Beavers, while only 14 from Anderson. But Peyton Moore for Anderson had a game.
31
points. That is crazy. TJ Mills also had 18. That's pretty high scoring for college. I mean, 18 points, 31 points. That's a little crazy. But yeah. Beavers pulled out the win on senior day.
Right.
In a close contest. And they played well, both offensively and defensively, which can't ask anything more.
Right.
From the girls. I bet Coach Shuttler was pretty happy with that win, and especially Erica, senior day.
Yep.
Getting the W, getting the win. That's always exciting. That's always what you want to happen on your senior day. Bluffton's next game will take place on Wednesday, February 13th at 7:30 when the women travel to Manchester. Manchester, Indiana. Beavers are knotted up with Earlham, final slot in the HCAC tournament, heading into Wednesday's conference. Wednesday's contest against Manchester. Right now, the women are
sixth,
as it said, tied with Earlham. They go up, they would play Manchester, who is right now currently in last place in the conference at 2-13. So hopefully the Beavers can go out on Wednesday and win against Manchester, and hope Earlham loses and they get in that sixth spot for the conference play.
For sure.
Up next, we do have the Beavers track and field. As I said earlier, there were two meets that happened this past weekend. So starting off with what happened on Friday night, then moving on to Saturday, Bluffton University track and field team kicked off a busy weekend by participating in the Dick Small Memorial Invitational at Defiance College on Friday, February 8th.
The women were led by freshman Kayla Ferguson, took home a victory in the high jump competition with a leap of 1.47 meters, 4 feet 10 inches. Sophomore Sarah Heidinger finished right behind Ferguson by clearing 1.42 meters, 4 feet 8 inches.
Senior Malin DeLong garnered a pair of solid finishes in the throws as well. DeLong was third in the weight throw with a mark of 12.25 meters, and she finished fourth in the shot put with a toss of 10.35 meters, which was 11.5 inches.
Sophomore Stephanie Fox added a sixth place finish in both the weight throw with 10.95 meters and the shot put with 10.19 meters.
Leading the women's team on the track was freshman Hope Nixon, who finished sixth in the 800 meter run with a time of 2 minutes 57.17 seconds. Senior Taylor Orand placed right behind Nixon with a time of 3 minutes, 0.66 seconds.
Junior Sienna Hostetler placed ninth in the 200-meter dash with a time of 29.99 seconds. The men's team was led by sophomore Omar Warlick, who finished fourth in both the 200-meter dash with a time of 23.67 seconds and the long jump with 6.04 meters. Freshman Brandon James added a top 11 finish with a 10th place mark of or a top 10 finish with a 10th place mark of 24.15 seconds. James also placed fourth in the 60-meter hurdles with a time of 9.17 seconds.
Adding a 7th place finish in the 60-meter dash was Christian Parker with a time of 7.20 seconds. The distance crew was led by freshman Austin Hernandez, who was fourth in the 800 with a time of 2 minutes 13.49 seconds. Senior Josh Eiler took 7th at 2 minutes 13.86 seconds. Junior Dakota Frost added the 5th place mark in the mile with a time of 4 minutes 42.7 seconds.
Dang. This is the second meet took place at Otterbein.
Mm-hmm. Bluffton University track team had a solid group of qualifiers for the All-Ohio Championships at Otterbein University on Saturday, February 9th. In order to qualify for the meet, athletes must be in the top 16 in individual events or the top 12 in relay events on the list of Division III athletes throughout the state of Ohio.
Beavers were led by junior pole vaulter Tori Bowen, who placed third with a clearance of 3.45 meters, 11 feet, 3.75 inches. Sophomore Remy Bauer secured 13th in the high jump with a clearance of 1.51 meters, which is 4 feet, 11.5 inches.
On the track, the distance medley relay team of Jenny Mattson, Tammy Groff, Bailey Barrington, and Alexis Cash made a great comeback to finish in the 10th position with a time of 13 minutes 22.93 seconds. Barrington also added a 13th place finish in the 800 with a time of 2 minutes 27.66 seconds, less than a second away from her personal best.
On the men's side, freshman Brandon James led the charge with a 7th place finish in the triple jump with a leap of 12.64 meters, which is 41 feet, 5.75 inches. James also placed 11th in the high jump with a clearance of 1.71 meters, 5 feet, 7.25 inches. Also adding a 7th place finish was junior Justin Kaufman in the pole vault, as Kaufman cleared 4.01 meters, 13 feet, 1.75 inches.
Junior John Jones also competed in the All-Ohio Championships in the weight throw, finishing 15th with a throw of 13.88 meters, 45 feet, 6.5 inches. Junior Connor Gullick led the way on the track with a 9th place finish in the 800 with a time of 2 minutes at 1.65 seconds. So we have seen throughout the course of the indoor track season, that these Beavers have really
improved.
Put in a lot of work, and they've really improved, and they've kept their times relatively low and improving them and making them even lower. And so Beavers will wrap up their regular season for indoor with the Heartland Conference Championships on Saturday, February 16th. The meet is set to begin at 1 at the George M. Smart Center on the campus of Defiance College. So we hope the best for all of our
student athletes
in track and field this Saturday, 16th at 1 o'clock. They're going to Defiance, which isn't that far away, so you have nothing to do and you want to go support your Beavers, go out to Defiance and support them. They've worked really hard this past indoor season, and I'm really excited to see what they bring to their outdoor season this spring, because these coaches have really been working and pushing them, and they've been working really hard, and honestly, they've improved a lot throughout the course of this year. And they are coming onto this track red hot, and I'm excited to see how they do this weekend at their track meet. We hope all of our athletes that are competing this week good luck, and we hope for the best from them. And that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Friday. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 961 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWit.com, and subscribe. This is Ben Chatmass, joined along with Corey McCabe, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beavs, baby!